Blog Talk Radio.
The Pastors for Punch TV. And the Bible says, "For this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." I'm so happy that you were able to tune in today to the Pastors for Punch TV studio. We have an awesome couple that's coming in your way, talking about some relevant things that's going to help you and set you in a course for the best for your relationship. If you're trying to tune into this radio station, all you need to do is dial 657-383-1974, no access code. And as you come on the line, if you have a question, I'll be able to plug you in. But you're going to have to first listen to what this couple has to offer and talk about. That's going to set you in a spiritual walk in your relationship, whatever it may be. But it's going to help you and not hurt you. Today, our guest is Bishop A.J. Collins and Lady Shebra. And we're talking about, let me just read a little bit about it. It says A.J. is what we call him. Collins is a spiritual teacher and life coach, a church musician who was called to preach the gospel in 1976. The ministry was launched in February 20, 1977, and at Mount Rose Baptist Church under Reverend Minford L. Kelly in Fort Worth, Texas. The question is, who is Lady Shebra Collins, the love of Mr. A.J. Collins' life? And they both created interchangeably Reality in Relations Facebook page and offered marriage and family life counseling. A.J. and Shebra Collins have conducted marriage seminars and workshops all over America. And will be coming internationally also. They have remained in their relationship throughout the richer and poor, better and worse, sickness and in health for over 30 years. Stability. They are qualified from experience to help you dispel the myths about marriage, navigate you to keeping the romance continuously in your marriage, adjusting to children, newborns, and toddlers, understanding teenage years, reconciliation after an affair, and living together through a diagnosed terminal illness, saying goodbye as your children get married and start their own family, readjusting to an emptiness and the role of grandparent. Listen here. We have someone that I can't say have done it all, because there's still more that God is bringing into, but the platform to get you to where you need to go is laid out prophetically by God. Ladies and gentlemen, because by a divine appointment, we have again on our show, Bishop, they call him, but I think he's just like plain old A.J. Collins, as we call him, a man after God's heart, a man that really wants to see the prosperity of the church, because we know that the marriage is made and is revelation of the church in Christ. I would like to introduce to you our speakers of the hour, Bishop A.J. Collins and Lady Sheba Collins, and how are you two doing today?
Fantabulous.
It is a wonderful day. It's a great day to be alive. I'm so happy that we have the opportunity to come on with you and to be a part of the joy in the house.
Yes, she is here. And just before we just get into, I just wanted everybody to know, yes, this is the Punch for the Pastors for Punch TV studio, headed by our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. By divine appointment, has laid a responsibility on me just to keep this show going on. Of course, we're still in the midst of a dynamic transition for the company and for the investors all over the United States and buying shares for the company, but that's not what we're talking about. One of his visions is for the company is to document church history, talk to pastors about their experiences, where they come from, where God is leading them. And today, I thought it was more befitting, again, to bring this pastor because he has done so much transitioning through his ministry for God to pull him again into another era of the ministry. This couple has so much to say. So what I really want to do is just allow you to take your time today, talk about, again, about relationships, since that's where we are, and just allow you to just talk about what God is doing in your life. Now, I will come back, and I'm going to maybe put a couple of commercials in, but today I want you just to feel free and just talk, to take your time and talk to us about relationship. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you again for inviting us to be a part of what you're doing, and we're excited about Punch TV, about what you're doing there as far as pastors are concerned, and blessing the body of Christ, and not only the body of Christ, but every person who is a child of God. And not only, somebody said there's a difference between those who are just God's creatures and God's children, but I'm going to say all God's creatures and all God's children together, because there's no way possible that you can be created by God and not have a part of God in you and with you. We're excited because we have an opportunity to talk about relationship, because relationship is what life is all about relationship. Whatever you do in life is based on your relationship. First of all, your relationship with God, recognizing who God is, knowing that he is the source of our strength and the light of our path, understanding that he is the love of our life, that we love him because he first loved us, and understanding that God is so good all the time, and all the time God is good. Then after that, the word of God says that if we're going to fulfill the commandment of God, it's all fulfilled in two things: to love the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Your neighbor as yourself is also a relationship.
Yes.
It is a relationship. How you relate to others, how you deal with others, has a lot to do with how your life is going to turn out. So we thank God and we praise God for the opportunity to talk about relationships. And I do want to start off by saying that you can, that I love this verse. It says to love your neighbors as yourself. So first of all, you have to know how to love yourself. To love yourself. And one of the things, very honestly, that we all must learn how to love ourselves, because when we come up, I don't know how you were raised, I don't know what kind of situation that you came out of, but many times it has been said that hurting people hurt people. Therefore, if there's somebody in your family for some reason that is not comfortable with themselves, sometimes they project that same thing on their children. You hear people say, oh, you will never be nothing, you're this, that, and the other. And many times those scars, the book of Proverbs says that the words are deeper than a whooping because the words go down deep. And it goes very deep, and many times people can never fulfill their God-ordained purpose or come into the privileges of God because they're scarred on the inside. So the first thing is to learn how to love yourself, how to love yourself, how to forgive yourself, how to get to the place where you recognize, listen, you know, somebody says, well, I prayed and I asked God to forgive me, and I know that God has forgiven me. Well, God, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. He's faithful to forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness according to 1 John 1:9. However, the key is to forgive yourself. How many of you who are listening on right now can honestly say, I have not forgiven myself of everything in my life? Those mistakes, those decisions that I've made, that I regret them even to the day that I made that decision, that I met that person, that I sold that seed, that I did whatever I did. And so now here we are sometimes 20, 40 years later, and we're still struggling with loving ourselves, and it's difficult to love others unless you love yourself. Well, needless to say, I say this all the time, and some people say, oh, my God, I can't believe you're saying this, Bishop. I can't believe you're saying this, AJ. But when I was coming up and I was talking to the young ladies on the phone, and they would say to me, I love you, I would respond, I love me too. And they say, oh, my God, what kind of mess is that to say I love me too? I thought you would say I love you too. No, I say I love me too, because whether or not you recognize it, that if I don't love me, I can no way love you. But thank God the Lord blessed me with a wonderful wife, a wife that I can love and display the love I have for myself and with the way I walk with and talk with and glide with and enjoy life with. And the Word of God says in Ephesians chapter 5 that a husband ought to love his wife as he loves himself.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
So if he don't love himself, my God, watch out, honey. Watch out, honey. So we want to talk to you about the need for loving oneself and learning how to love the person who you're with and recognizing this. And, Joy, I'm so glad that you're having us come on to talk about it, because many times people are dealing with some serious issues.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, to be able to recognize and acknowledge your pain.
Yes.
Everybody has pain.
Everyone.
So Bishop, is that scriptural to love yourself? Is that? I thought you're supposed to love God and others first.
Oh my! Yes. Jesus, when they asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? He said, "Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your neighbor as yourself."
Okay, that's what it says.
We're included in the love. Don't learn to love ourselves. Don't know how to love anyone else. And that's not romantic loving others as we love ourselves. And if we loved ourselves, we would treat others better.
Okay.
We would consider others, because those same things that we want people to do to us, we must do. It's called the golden rule, but it's a law of reciprocity in the earth, and you've got to love yourself. And a part of loving yourself is liking yourself, knowing who you are, identifying with who you are and whose you are. And the Father clearly desires, because there's a void in everyone, and he clearly desires that we link up with him. That's why Christ came, to restore us back to him. He can find out how
That's not being selfish?
No, ma'am. Not at all. Not at all.
My goodness, is not being selfish. Listen, when you wake up in the morning and you look at yourself, you need to tell yourself, I love you. You sure do look good today. Woo! You're just a wonderful person. This is a blessed day. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. If you didn't love yourself, you wouldn't fix up before you go out the door. You know, because you love yourself, that's the reason why you spend some time in the mirror making sure you look the best that you can before you go out. Now, there are some people that don't do that, but we know what's wrong with them. They need to get some strength in their self-esteem. And notice this,
uh-huh.
Joy, the thing is, when you don't love yourself, you look for others to affirm you.
Yes.
You know what? I was just getting ready to ask you, is that, but television motivates other people to confirm you. Don't you think that's what the media puts out there?
Well, the media puts out something that's altogether different. What the media puts out there is for us to purchase. Media is designed for consumers. Therefore, they say, if you want to have a beautiful figure, you need this. If you want to have this, that, the other, you need it. And you can buy it from Maybelline. Or you can buy it for this person, but the thing that needs to be understood is you don't have to purchase anything because you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
That's a part of discovering who you are and whose you are, and to and to love within yourself, because there's scripture that I tell my granddaughters about often, and they remind me sometimes when they get around their friends, they say, well, this person is beautiful. But, man, they sure have a bad attitude about things, and they're mean-spirited. And I tell them that there's a scripture in Proverbs that says that beauty to some is like, well, beauty is not at all what we conceive it to be, the pig with a gold diamond ring in the nose. How beautiful is that? A pig with a diamond ring in the nose. That is not beauty at all. And beauty comes from within. And once we understand how fearfully and wonderfully made we are, and how we fear the Lord because he created us, man, oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
And when he starts feeling who we really are and how beautiful we are on the inside, then that beauty should permeate on the outside. And we thank God for the other little things that help us along. But when all that strips down to the wire, you are who you are when you look in the mirror.
And this is the wonderful part, that the universe is moving us in that direction. And we're seeing that everywhere. The universe is moving us in that direction. There was a time, especially among African-American women, they didn't feel like they had good hair unless they had a perm.
Oh,
but thank God, now the time is coming where people learning that there's nothing wrong with having your kinky hair and nothing wrong with designing your hair and saving that money that you're giving to the cosmetologist and go ahead and do something with your own self. You've been fearfully and wonderfully made. There were some people, there was a time when people felt like they were not attractive unless they were a certain weight. And so you have many people who were destroying themselves, trying to lose weight, trying to be skinny, trying to do this, that, until people start recognizing that if you're full figure, you're still beautiful.
Right.
And so the universe has been moving us in the direction where we're learning how to accept ourselves as ourselves.
Yes.
And as we begin to accept ourselves, glory to God, we're also able to accept who God has made us to be.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I love is that God is not waiting for us to get better for him to love us. He loves us as we are.
That's the way we are.
So, what effect does this have on a relationship when someone come into harmony with somebody and they're not feeling like they're accepted by this person that they want to be with, and they start modifying their self because they're not happy? So what's the real deep down effect on a relationship?
Oh, that is terrible. Because when a person gets into that kind of relationship, the person who is the dominant person in the relationship is also very manipulative in the relationship. You know, if a person can say to you that you don't look like it, oh, girl, it'll be something different if your hair was this color or that color, or you were this, that, and the other. And if you feel as though you have to modify who you are every time somebody says something, that person becomes very manipulative. And in the end result, that person steals from you who you are. And so a lot of people, unfortunately, Joy, a lot of people who are in relationships suffering in a relationship. We had the pleasure of meeting a couple this weekend when we were down in Tyler, Texas, a couple that had been married 72 years. 72 years.
Wow, that's glorious. Like a lifetime.
Woo, yes, a couple of lifetimes. That was 72 years of being together. And, you know, my wife and I will be celebrating 40 years next year. But when I found out that this couple had been together 72 years, I said, listen, it's time for us to get on our knees and let y'all pray for us and on us, because people can't stay together 72 minutes, nevertheless, 72 years. And one of the things that was powerful is that they were saying that when they got married, they were in it for life.
Yes.
They were in it for life.
Yes.
And of course, as life continues on, you make adjustments. Nobody is the same person today that they were when they first met or first married the person that they're with. However, you grow together, you mature together. But when there's a dominant person, I've seen this happen many times, when there's a dominant person who is ruling and manipulative in a relationship, there are people, and the Lord began to reveal this to us, which caused us to begin doing this reality and relationship ministry, and that is there are people who have been married for years that are miserable.
Yes.
There are people who've been married for 20 and 30 years, and you can't believe it. After being married 20 years, you're getting a divorce. After 30 years, you're getting a divorce, not knowing, if you talk to them, those 20 years, those 15 years, those whatever years they were the most miserable time in their life. They may have been raising children together. They may have been being homemakers together. They may have been doing a whole lot of together, but deep down in their hearts, they were miserable, sleeping in separate bedrooms, husbands not coming home, wives not coming home, doing trying to find things to do, living at the church, that every time the church door was open, they lived at the church, or making them decide they want to have an open marriage and do what you want to do. All of those things come from a person being in pain, not addressing the pain,
not communicating,
and not addressing the elephant in the room.
Yes. Another thing, Joy.
Now, what do you mean by that? Not addressing the elements in the room.
Well, the elephant in the room is a term that is very, very popular, and that is when people basically ignore things that need to be addressed. There may be something that a person is doing. There might be something that's going on in your relationship that maybe you're fearful of addressing. You say, well, I'm not going to address that. I don't know how that person's going to respond to me. I don't know whether or not we're going to stay together. I don't know this, that, or the other. But the only way a situation is resolved is by confrontation and by addressing it.
Yes.
If you never confront it, it continues to grow.
Yes.
And as it continues to grow, it's worse and worse.
Yes.
You know, the elephant is not the king of the jungle, is the biggest animal in the jungle, but it's not the king of the jungle, but it's the biggest animal. And that's the same way. That problem is the biggest thing in the room.
Yes.
It changes the atmosphere. You can go into a person's house right now, and you can feel the atmosphere.
Right.
Their homes that you walk into, they may be beautiful, they may be expensive, they may be immaculate, but a house is not a home, and you can feel when you walk in there the tension.
Yeah.
But by the same token, where there's love and peace and joy, when you walk into that home, you can feel it. As a matter of fact, Jesus says that if you go to a house and the house receives you, to leave your peace with them. That every house should be a house of peace. And if a house is not a house of peace, there's an elephant in the room. And the only way that elephant is going to shrink and the only way that elephant is going to evaporate is that you confront it and that you deal with the issue. Not be afraid of the issue. Because, they said about love, they said, listen, if a person loves you and leaves you, if they love you for real, they'll find their way back. But if they love
Let me give you a hand praise on that. Hold up 1 second. I got to pause and give it. That's something to give God the praise for. That's good.
Yes, but if they love you and can't, if they supposedly love you and can't find their way back home, you better that now you ought to give God praise right there, because then
okay.
God
let's
has
give him some praise again. Wonderful. But listen, let me interject. I need to take a commercial and keep that subject going because it's real hot, and I got some callers on the line, and if somebody might want to ask a question, but I want them to listen more before that. But I need to take a commercial break, okay?
All right.
You are listening to the Pastors for Punch TV Studio. Your host is Joy Brown, and we have our special guests, AJ Collins and Lady Sheba. But we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come right back into the show.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
Okay, thank you for your time. Okay, so Pastor A.J. Collins and Lady Sheba is on our line, and again, we're talking about reality and relationship. So I'm going to go ahead and allow you to go ahead and just follow through with what you were talking about, and just feel free, Lady Sheba, to jump in, because you know how that A.J. is. Okay, have your way.
Yes, we were just talking, and another elephant in the room is this premarital situation, where marriage in today's society isn't as honorable, and people want to shack and live together very easily and not marry. And a lot of times the attitude is, well, if it doesn't work, we'll just go ahead and annul and jump on out of it real quick before it gets to be long and drawn out, and nobody even likes each other anymore, we're just going to get a divorce. Well, you've got to go into this marriage relationship with no option. There's no option. Marriage is not an option. I mean, divorce is not an option. So your whole attitude and your disposition about marriage has to be really pure and crystal clear. Or you go it, or you just run them up. And you can destroy people's lives.
My God, that is so true. And I do need to say this, and you're just talking about me, Joy, but that is true. I get started. I'm like the wind-up dial. You get the ever-rated battery, just keep going and going and going. But one of the things that I wanted to say is that when people deal with relationships, it is such, listen, there is no intimacy where there is no communication. There is no intimacy where there is no peace.
Yes.
There is no, they may go through the motions, but there is no intimacy.
Yeah.
And marriage is about intimacy.
Yeah.
More people are excited about the wedding than they are the marriage. They work very hard. They save money. They do whatever. They have a fabulous wedding one day, but they do not prepare themselves for the marriage. The marriage is what you're getting together for the marriage. So one of the things. Yes.
Now about Bishop AJ, I do have callers on the line, and I have a lady by the name of Jay Vaughn is on the line, and she had a question. So whenever you're ready to start taking questions, I just want to bring her on the line.
Well, bring her on the line.
Okay. Okay, caller, Ms. J.V. Vaughn, I do have you on the line with Pastor A.J. Collins and Lady Shebra.
Okay, well, gee, thank you. This has been I've been listening. The discussion is so interesting. You mentioned in terms of people getting divorced after 30 years, 28 years, and you could trace it back to the fact that they've been in it, but they're not happy. What would you say is the point where something happens and they don't address it at that point? Like, what is it from your experience that you see that would have them suffer for 28 years unhappily with someone? There may be several factors. I just wondered, from your experience, what do you see?
Well, in most cases, when you're dealing with issues that have not been addressed, it is fear. The Bible says that perfect love casts away all fear. But when there is fear, and I want to use that says fear is false evidence appearing real. So you believe that if I say something, it's going to actually affect the relationship. Now listen, no one gets married to get a divorce. Every person who gets married believing that they're going to be together forever. But so what happens is, as they don't address the issue, they actually go through the motions of marriage without the relationship of marriage, and the motion of marriage keeps them together. And listen, it doesn't take 5 minutes. You can be in their company and tell, oh, there's something wrong. There's something they don't like each other, whatever. Or you take a few minutes to go to the bathroom with the woman at the restaurant, and she'll tell you, I can't stand that man. Or whatever the case may be, all the guys go out, and they have a time together, and he says, if I could, I would get rid of this woman. But the thing about it is, when you do not address issues, then those issues begin to grow, and hostility and contempt builds up in the people, and they may be going through the motions of marriage without the relationship.
Wow. Thanks. That was enlightening.
I pray that it'll be a help to you.
Yes, yeah. That's just good to hear what actually happens. And I'm glad you said fear, because you would think that there should be open and honest communication. But I guess sometimes that doesn't often happen.
Well, communication has to be worked on. It doesn't happen automatically. You've got to remember that two people are coming from two different backgrounds. Mm. And some people may have parents that they didn't see interact. A lot of things come from the way our surroundings or how we were brought up, and we tend to imitate what we see. And communication is the key for marriage to be successful, for you to be able to have a relationship and to enjoy one another and be prosperous in your marriage. You've got to communicate. That is the key. And some people are afraid to face anything.
Mm. Wow. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And I do also want to say that those of you who are listening, and you may say, okay, I'm asking this question now, but I really want to get into this if I could get some time, I really want to dig into this, because sometimes we can't really dig deeper into the issues, and we believe that everybody has been created to experience life anew and experience life abundantly. And so if you're on the line and you want to reach us, you can dial this number, 877-309-6242. That's 877-309-6242. And just leave your name and your information, and we'll set up a time where we can talk with you and go deeper into what needs to be done to fix our relationship. With, you don't even go on TV on Yayana's show. You can go right over the phone. We will help you.
Yes.
And as the Spirit of God guides us and through the experience that we have had over these 39 years, we'll share with you what we believe God is saying to you prophetically to have the best that God would have for you.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Anyone else with a question?
Did we lose our hostess? Well, while we're waiting for her, again, this is an opportunity for every person to fix those things. The pain, listen, what pain was designed by God to let us know something is out of order.
Mm-hmm.
Something is out of order. When you don't go to the doctor until you feel the pain. You don't try, watch this, the prodigal son, even though he left his father's house, he did not recognize what he had left until he found himself in the hog's pen. When he was dealing with that pain, then the word of God says he came to himself and said, listen, I need to turn around and go back. So the pain of relationship is not something that says, get out. Most times when people experience a painful situation, they say, oh, that says, get out. It does not say it's time to run away. It says it's time to check yourself, to get in line, to do what needs to be done. One of the things that we bring up as we talk about reality of relationship is also what happens when you have a relationship where there's infidelity, where a man is going out with another woman or a woman with another man.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I used to say, unfortunately, we've had that experience in our marriage, but now I say, fortunately, we had that experience because those experiences allowed us to value and appreciate one another even the more. To, again, address the elephant in the room. Why is it that you find Silly Ann more attractive? Why is it that the Betty Boo or Bobby is this, that, or the other? It's not listen, when you got married, when you connected to that person, you were in love with that person. And many times people are still in love with their spouses, running out trying to find something else because they won't deal with the pain that they're experiencing in their relationship at that time.
Not only emotional pain and pain from infidelity, but physical pain if a spouse happens to be ill. We've seen this in, with friendship with friends of ours who, in the most time that the spouse needed them, they left the marriage and left the spouse behind to deal with the illness and the sickness or the disease. And now the vow says in sickness and in health, and those times may not be difficult, but again, it's the elephant in the room, and you need to communicate the fear of the illness, sickness. Talk about it, walk through it, do all that you can, be the caregiver, and trust God to bring enlightenment to the relationship and or healing, because pain can be emotional, mental, and physical and financial. You've got to address the elephant in the room. And it's purposeful.
It is purposeful indeed. It's purposeful indeed. And again, every person who is listening on the line needs to put themselves in position to receive what God has for you. I believe, and I say it all the time, that 5 is the number of grace. We understand that through the word of God, 5 is the number of grace. And as I was praying about coming on today, and I mentioned the joy before we came on, I believe that there's a double grace miracle waiting for those who are willing to do what's necessary to step into it.
Yes.
Every time God wants to meet a need, that he asks us to sow a seed. And so I ask those who are on the line, who believe in God for a double grace miracle, to sow a seed today. Sow it right now. You recognize your faith. The seed produce what's necessary as far as the need. Somebody says, I'm not giving nothing. Well, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But if you want to receive something, begin to sow and see God do some marvelous things. If you're going to sow a seed, you can go to Your Life Anew. That's YourLifeAnew, YourLifeAnew.com. And if you go to that website, there at the website, you'll see many things, but you'll see a place where you can donate to the Cyber Life Cathedral. And there you sow your seed. And there, again, the number is 877-309-6249. We will get back in contact with you. We have made ourselves available, person who wants to receive God's best, because this is our testimony, what God has done for us. And the time that we've been together, we've been through so much. Thank God, those of you that missed the last time that we were on with Joy, you need to go back to the archives and hear it again, how my wife had to deal with 12 years of dealing with lupus, how 8 years ago she had a heart transplant, what it meant to go through that time of pain and suffering, what it meant, how many challenges that came upon our relationship in so many ways. Yes. But God is faithful, glory to God, and His grace is sufficient to bring you through every situation.
And
the Word of God says, even as Jesus said to Peter, after you have been
converted,
strengthen the brotherhood. And so we have been converted through that experience, and we want to strengthen every person in the body of Christ, every person who has a husband, every person who has a wife, every person who has a child, every person who has a grandchild. Listen, we are here to be a blessing to you, and we believe, God, that God's going to do something miraculous in your life. So we ask you to sow that double great seed of $10 at www.yourlifeanew.com. It's going to create the atmosphere for what God is going to do. I begin to speak forth right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel that restoration is taking place in the name of Jesus, and that you'll see things that's going to happen that's going to surprise you. The relationship is about to flip. It's about to turn around. Things are going to happen that's going to surprise you. Birthdays that have been forgotten are about to be remembered. Anniversaries that have been forgotten are going to be remembered. Birthdays are going to be remembered. Anniversaries are going to be remembered. I hear that in the spirit. God is about to do something miraculous. Your special day. That person is going to remember what's your favorite color, what's your favorite flower, what's your favorite restaurant. That man is going to begin to open the door for you instead of taking you sit in the car. You're going to start
little practical
things. You're going to come home and your dinner's going to be cooked. You're going to go home and your bath water's going to be run. Because God is about to do something miraculous in the lives of those who believe Him for a change. Glory to God.
That's awesome.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
That's amazing.
Just
give me one more second, and you know, we got a commercial pay for the time. So I'm going to do one more commercial, and then we're going to come out. We got about maybe 15 more minutes, and we're going to talk. And then I still, if the callers have any other questions, we're going to allow that to come into place also. Again, this is the Pastors for Punch TV Studio, your host, Joy Brown. And this is Punch TV Studio.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Awesome. So listen here. We have a woman, Vanda.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the Actors Group at Nabucchi.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabucchi?
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that we have to keep first things first? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 lets us know, I exhort, desire, instruct, therefore, that first, supplication, prayer, intercession, a coming together, a conversation, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, presidents, and all who are in authority. Why? For this is good, beautiful, honorable, in the sight, in the presence of God our Savior.
Praise the Lord for all that he's doing. Again, we are here with the Pastors for Punch TV Studio, Pastor A.J. Collins and Lady Shebers on the line, and we are winding down to the last minutes. So I'm going to allow them to go ahead and just recap what they're doing, recap where they can be, where we can locate them, and also the offer for you to sow a seed into the ministry. And then we're going to allow our Bishop Collins, he's already prayed, he's already prophetically sent forth that word, but as we get closer just to the last 2 minutes, then I'll come back.
Now, can we say that caller still on that was going to ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Can we take the question from the caller?
No, yes, you did. You answered the caller's question. You sure did. You did well.
Okay, I thought there was someone else on, but we missed them.
No, it was the same party that was there. Other people were just listening. They didn't have any. They just enjoying the show.
Okay, very good. So those who are listening to the show that you may have questions, did not have an opportunity to voice those questions, you can reach us at 877-309-6249. Again, that's 877-309-6249. You're going to hear a voice that says, welcome to the Cyber Life Cathedral. It's a great day to be alive. And for your life, a new coaching, press 1, or the throne room, press 2. 1 is for those who need coaching. Those who just want prayer, go to the throne room. If you leave your name, number, and whatever you want to leave, we'll get back with you as soon as possible so that we can start this journey to see your relationship healed and things come in divine order. We're so thankful again to Joy for inviting us to be a part of her broadcast. We're excited what's happening on with Punch TV. I have many pastor friends all over the country who's excited. They want to know as soon as you can, connect us with Punch TV. We want to be able to come on. We want to be able to share with what's going on, and not only in this country, but in this world. So we're excited about that occasion to be a part of what you're doing. And again, we're believing God for restoration in every relationship,
yes.
And not only in marriages, but when it comes to children, when it comes to grandchildren, when it comes to on your job, when it comes to your friends, when it comes to your enemies. We believe in God for tremendous restoration in Jesus' name.
So, Lady Shebra.
Yes,
Lady Shebra, let's get a last minute word from you as the wife in the ministry, as going through your life with your husband, your kids and stuff. Just give us something that the people can hang on to and your trust and your belief in God.
Okay. Well, I am so grateful for being alive. 8 years ago, they told me that I would not be here, but I thank God for what he's done, and it's so wonderful how how he does things, because I was in college when I met my husband, and people don't, they think I'm kidding when I say that, but he's not only my best friend, but he became my lover, my husband, my spiritual mentor, and of course he's my pastor. And I've learned through the years to trust God, not always understanding the why or the how, but to trust God, because we determined this when we first got married, Joyce. We said that the word divorce would never be mentioned, would never come out of our mouth. The word divorce, because divorce is not an option. Mm. And we said that because of the awesome way that the Father put us together.
Wow.
And I know some marriages are made in heaven, definitely, but even if marriages are unexpected and they still come together, we made the choice. Marriage is a choice, and we made the choice that we wanted to please God. And in pleasing God, being in right relationship with Him, He would help us and give us wisdom and understanding to go through the perils and the trials and the uncertainties of our marital relationship. Not that everything was peachy keen, everything was wonderful, but we handled the storm because we wanted to be together. We wanted our marriage to work. We didn't want to be a statistic. We trusted that God brought us together, and we wanted to honor God and to keep Him first in our lives. And that's another key, not only being good friends to one another, but being a friend of God.
Mm-hmm.
Being a friend of God, being in relationship with God through the Word and the Spirit of God, who helped in the time of storms and trials. And I'm really grateful. There is no perfect marriage, but we're perfect for one another.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So when you guys met, I use this term sometime, was that like one of those defining moments?
Yes, most definitely a defining moment for me.
You know what a defining moment is, right?
Yes, I know it was a very defining
moment. The defining moment is the point in your life when you're urged to make a pivotal, dominant decision that's going to change your life.
Yes.
That was the moment. It was an aha moment.
And I
told her when I first met her that she was going to be my wife, and she laughed in my face.
I sure did.
But here we are.
And she's still laughing, right?
But here we are 39 years later. And
yeah, amen.
He who laughs best.
That's
I'm
all right. Well, that's a good laugh, you know. That's all.
Yes.
That's good. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I know that I have had the pleasure of meeting you too, and I was thinking about when I met you two and how I met you, and little did I know that we would keep in contact, because I met you in Dallas in Fort Worth, and I moved from the area into L.A., and here it is. But they say whenever God has everything comes full circle around, but you don't know what's in that circle. I guess that's why a wedding band, they say, is a circle, because it's something that's coming around and around, and you can't get out of it.
Yeah.
It can't be broken. A ring cannot be broken, not real gold, not unless it's still down. You got to do a whole lot to some gold to get it to melt down. Not when you got some that stuff that's fake. You can bend that stuff just with a little nothing, but a real gold ring it can be dented up. It can be pulled. It almost break your finger before it'll come off.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So it's a blessing for you two to come back into the Pastors for Punch TV's studio on our show. And certainly it's been a blessing for those that are listening, and millions of people all over. I'm quite sure we'll hear you again. And the seed is sown, and that's all that matters to me. When the seed is sown, it's like a mustard seed. Just one person hear it, or two people hear it. It'll grow beyond your wildest possible dream. But I want to say thank you again, AJ Collins and Lady Sheba, for coming on the Pastor for Punch TV studio. From my CEO, Joseph Collins, and the staff and the members, we're on a prosperous journey, and we thank you for jumping on it. I thank you for the commercial break. You was talking about Punch TV studio. And one day I'm just going to let you just talk about that. So
right.
You're experiencing what it is to be in media, what is it being into making something happen. You got some stories. And one day I'm just going to pull you back on the station and just let you talk about that.
Well,
okay.
Great job. We're looking forward to it.
Yes. We appreciate the time with you, Joy, and the listening
audience.
Well,
awesome. Great.
We're glad for the opportunity.
Wonderful. Well, listen, this is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it again. This is your host, Joy Brown, better known as Joy in the House. I will bring you some joy, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. So at this time, you can contact, again, AJ. And what number is that again?
The number is 877-309-6249.
And what's your website address?
It is Your Life Anew, YourLifeAnew, YourLifeAnew.com. And go on, and you'll have opportunity. There's so many other things on there, but you want to center your attention on reality and relationships. And we believe in God, even while you sow that seed or while you even go online, as you're in the motion, God is moving in your direction as you're moving in His.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for coming on to our show. And it's been my pleasure being your host today. And you have a wonderful, blessed day. And to God be the glory.
God be the glory.